were because we were young people living in the middle of violence and trying to make peace. I went to Holland with Juan Elias, who was a real front runner in the children's movement. Like Beto, he had been in it from the beginning and kept on working for peace even after his father was assassinated. He was a very middle-class kid, but he was a good friend to me. He didn't care that I came from the comunas. The trip was organized by the Dutch Committee for UNICEF, who wanted us to talk to kids in schools about the movement and the violence in Colombia. It was so hard to explain what our lives were really like. I was afraid to admit that no matter how much you try to make peace, you can still get dragged back into the violence. When I came back from Holland, Beto and some of the others in the movement thought I had changed. Beto said I was really full of myself. He didn't think traveling overseas was any big deal anyway. He'd been to Geneva with the movement, but he told me that given a choice between Geneva and Cali, I would sooner go to Cali. And Cali is just another Colombian city.